juxtapose, to compare and contrast two concepts while on the roam in Jacksonville, Florida.
You're caught in a mix. Welcome to Juxtapose, presented by Mix Theory Studios.
This show is called Juxtapose. We're here to ask you, are you a native?
First coast of the new world where distant travelers first roam, to the bold city of the south where only locals considered it home. As we enter the new shift, new people travel at will to migrate to a place they call home, Jacksonville.
This show is called Jacksonville.
Hello, I'm Josh.
And I'm Keisha.
And we'll be
your host to the city. Music has the power to lift spirits, and that is just what our guests on today's episode do. Josh, I love meeting Future Joy in January.
Yeah, they have a really chill but funky vibe. And it turns out, neither of them are natives or transplants to Jacksonville. They're traveling musicians that live out their trailer, particularly since the pandemic shut down all the venues in their home state of Colorado.
Wow, that's crazy. They live out of their trailer.
Yeah, I've always wanted to hit the road like that, you know, live out of the trailer. I'd want to stop at all the national parks, maybe figure out some way to make money, whether it's through photography, DJing, or doing something fun.
Yeah, just being free.
Absolutely.
I get it. In the pandemic, it did shut down a lot of the venues. I know there were a lot of ciphers that were shut down. When the pandemic shut, it's like nowhere to go. Everybody just freestyling on a YouTube, trying to think of other ways to be creative on Instagram and Facebook. So it shut it down, but then it actually brought us together.
Yeah, absolutely. When the pandemic hit for me, the first thing I wanted to do was go back to making music, making beats. It was kind of like a nice break.
Gotcha. Well, let's hear from Emily and Zach about Future Joy and their musical inspirations.
Future Joy is a live electronic DJ project duo with my partner and I. We make electronic funk, house, bass, all over the gamut. We both DJ, we both sing, he plays saxophone. I play piano sometimes, but we'll get that in. Not today, it's too cold.
It's pretty high energy, and we try and keep it funky and fun, and the sax brings in that soul, and her voice brings in that soul. It combines the DJ with the live band, and there's just that energy that people can really connect with and let loose on the dance floor and vibe.
I get inspiration from funk, from pop music that I grew up listening to, from Motown, and from Chicago house music where I grew up.
I've always just played the sax with everybody. I've just tried to play in every style. I had a metal band, I played in a bluegrass band. Like, I've always played with DJs and started DJing myself. So that's just second nature to me. The sax just flows. And then just kind of finding our material, be it like writing originals or remixes that like fit our sound, her voice, and just making progress, just always keep trying new stuff.
Everybody likes different types of music, and we kind of joke about Future Joy being all of that, and if you don't like this song, you might like the next song, as it's very different. We got on the road in August of 2020. It was kind of our solution to working from home. We were both DJs before the pandemic hit, and the work was very sparse, so we hit the road and we were able to find gigs across the country. What we make, it might take us all of that gas money to get to the next gig, but then we got more gas money to get to the next one, and we're doing pretty good this year.
It's always been a dream of mine to live on the road touring, and with music it seems like it does better as you're in movement, you know, and you meet some people and then you leave and come back, and it just gets that much more exciting.
We live in an RV. It's a trailer that we pull behind our van, and on the back of the trailer, it's a toy hauler converted into a stage. So we have a mobile DJ booth everywhere we go. So brings a new meaning to house parties in more ways than one.
We had done a tour like September, October of 2019, and we had the van, but we were just staying in Airbnbs and hotels. We've kind of got the idea for an RV and, you know, a way to make it more sustainable, and then when the lockdown happened in Denver, we lost our gigs and had the time to do the research and found the rig that had the stage on it and found out that the van could tow it. And we're like, well, we're set. Like, we're ready to hit the road. You know, when you have rent at home, it's not sustainable. You know, it's like all the money you're making is just paying bills. Mm-hmm. So once we got rid of all of our bills, it's like, all right, well, we can just play music and not really worry about getting back to a place. We're just bringing our home with us.
We drove by Suwannee and we saw the sign and we're like, isn't that where they do music festivals like Halloween? Like, let's go check it out. So we ended up getting a week camping there. and we found out that they were going to have their first festival back since COVID. And okay. So we set up the RV, the rig on the back and the stage, and had our own little festival within a festival. And that's where we met a bunch of Florida promoters, and they started booking us that moment. So we're like, all right, I guess we'll stay in Florida for a minute. We stay in Florida during the winter because it's cold everywhere else. And we just bop around the state. By the time we get to the bottom of the state, Jacksonville's ready to have us again.
We're just permanently on tour. We call it full-time tour now. So, you know, people, like, they start to follow us on social media, and it's like, there's not really a lull. We're just always doing this. So it's enjoyable for people to follow, and they're like, oh my God, I follow you everywhere. Like, you guys are just constantly playing. So it's exciting, and it just keeps building, and people want to help, and we're available, rather than like, oh, we got to go home and plan another tour. It's just like, ah, where are we going next? Let's go. So yeah, Florida's been pretty great to get here. And since we hit the road, we've gone coast to coast to coast and put like 60, 70,000 miles on.
Florida's been good to us.
Interviewing Emily and Zach was a lot of fun. Their boho nomad lifestyle seems to be pretty popular nowadays. Matter of fact, hashtag vanlife has more than 12.5 million posts on Instagram. Did you know that some statistics suggest about 1 million people in the United States live full-time out of an RV or pop-up trailer, and not all of them are retirees? It definitely brings more variety to working from home.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting because me, myself, when I was single, I was really thinking about getting my trailer and just cruising the world and living a retired life, saving my retiree money and just living in the van, you know, being a typical artist. But of course, not single anymore. But I'm sure Florida is a popular destination for these nomads because of the sun, the sand, and, you know, no state income taxes.
For sure. You know, I've always dreamed about doing that. I'm supposed to graduate fall 2023, and that spring, that's kind of what I want to do, or at least set myself up so that I could do that the following summer. Start a business or do something, especially photography, something you can do anywhere, or travel, or get hired to shoot gigs.
Yeah.
Dream come true.
I'm with you. Well, getting back to music, I really think live music entertainment is one thing Jacksonville definitely has going on. I spent some quality time with my sisters at the Spring in the Blues Festival at Jack's Beach a few weekends ago, and I love that Boys and Men concert they had last night at the River Jam.
As a musician, I love how the community comes out and supports artists and bands at the free festivals and even weekly in the James Weldon Johnson Park for lunch.
Yeah, I know a lot of people looking forward to the Jazz Festival at the end of May, too. On our next episode of Jacksuppose, we will dive into the nightlife of Jacksonville because the opportunities to catch music in this city is not limited to just festivals and concerts in the park. And I should know.
Go figure. You're a DJ, and I'm sure you got the inside scoop on what's the hottest spots to hit around town.
You know it. DJ Cap in the building.
For sure. And I had so much fun learning how to DJ from Jesus, and hopefully I could start DJing at house parties and eventually getting real gigs because, I mean, everything I know from learning how to produce music and learning the music theory, now I'm trying to learn how to mix it up. And it'd be a lot of fun and a great gig, too.
Right on. Right here at Mix Theory Studios, it's like the one-stop shop. So you got to give it up for Jesus and Punch Boy in the studios. You know, it's going good.
Jacksonville, Florida was founded in 1822, and it's time to celebrate the city's bicentennial birthday. 200 years of business, art, education, and industry are coming to the forefront, celebrating history and pushing forward. The Jacksonville Historical Society and community are banding together to host programs, events, promoting local talent and businesses just for this occasion. If you're an artist who would like to get involved in some of the art events happening on June 11th, reach out to Ron Episcopo at 954-857-4831 or the Art Center Cooperative at tacjacksonville.org.
We want to thank the dynamic duo Emily and Zach from Future Joy for gracing our mics, and to you for continuing to listen to and support Jacksuppose, an MTS original podcast.
Yes, thank you, everyone. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend and want to jam out with Future Joy, they'll be back in town performing at Wolfstock on Saturday, April 23rd.
It's a dog-friendly event, but you got to keep the pooch on a leash. Music starts at 11 a.m. at Canine Social Riverside. Check them out.
What's your story? Is Jacksonville your home? Or have you been drawn to Duval for the possibilities unknown? As a native art transplant, what does River City mean to you? Maybe you'll catch us next time to share your local view.
Also want to thank our production team, Dante Belton,
Vince Locke,
Lakeisha Willis, and Josh Cuellar.
and our creative director, Shannon Vivar, our in-house producers, Punch Boy, and DJ PM with DJ Cap on the mic.
Check out our show page at mtsjax.fm for transcripts and sources of statistics mentioned in this episode. If you like what you've been listening to, consider donating to buymeacoffee.com/jacksupposedteam.